Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Happy New Year, Jill.
Happy New Year, Ruth.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's the start of our new year, and hope it's a good one.
And a healthy and a happy. You know, it's always so interesting. Back to school has always coincided in its own weird way with Jewish New Year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always felt like a much more natural fit than this random January 1st. Oh, okay, let me get motivated because what am I going to have? Another ice storm. Yay.
And along with the Region 1 this year, along with the, I think we've had 6 early dismissals, 1 Teacher's Day, and now they also take off for
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
And the whole thing with early dismissal is you get to count the school day, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. I was like, okay, let's have a... boarding school for everyone.
It's unbelievable. We never got out for anything.
No, I know. I remember that. I'm so old, I know when Lincoln's birthday actually was.
Yeah, exactly, on the day. Yeah.
There
were bank holidays.
We would get out the day before Christmas Eve. We would get out early,
right.
The day before Christmas Eve.
Right. I think they have 2 weeks off this year.
And then we'd go back the day after the first.
Yep.
That was back in the wagon days.
So when we walked to school,
when we walked to school with our sacks on our feet,
no,
right,
2 miles
both ways,
at least,
uphill and down.
Right.
Yeah.
My mother drove me to the bus stop. So,
well, of course
right.
She did.
That's exactly right. All right, meetings today. You got the Salisbury Board of Selectmen. Our meeting at 5:00. This is the Sharon Inland and Wetlands Water Course Commission. Meets tonight, and also
Canaan Board of Selectmen must be meeting.
And their meeting is going to be from 7 to 7:30, and then the Planning and Zoning Commission is going to have a meeting right after that.
Ah, okay.
7:30 to 8:00. So it's a busy night, but there's no Region 1.
No, Region 1 has canceled until next Monday, so because schools are closed.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we have the 9/11 commemoration up at St. Joseph's Church in Canaan.
I can't see any. I don't see any printed material on that. I saw a few signs on it.
I ran into Nick DeAngelis, and he reminded me that it will be going on tomorrow, where they read off the names of all those who were killed in 9/11. And speaking of St. Joseph's, Father Ian Hyatt is leaving. The pastor there. He's the pastor of Immaculate Conception, St. Mary's, and St. Joseph's. And he's decided he wants to go back to the monastery. He's going to the Church of the Desert in New Mexico and study to be a monk.
He was a real young one.
Yeah.
I spoke to him. I really enjoyed him.
And he's very cool. And I'm just
he's a great guy.
I really enjoy speaking to him.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the thing that, I mean, huge loss. But really cool to know that there's that interest in spirituality from someone who is so practiced, I'm going to say in a funny way, earthbound, because someone needs to translate that to a bunch of other people who are just sort of floating around out there.
Well, the best part is his goal is to be out there for a year and a half, live the cloistered life, and then come back here and start a monastery in Litchfield County.
Oh, that's totally cool. Again, it's interesting because the absence of spirituality, however you define it, has become a crisis.
Yeah.
Well, that makes 4 churches now that are going to get somebody new because, of course, St. John's in Salisbury.
Yes, right. We have
David
that.
Celery.
The Reverend David Dawson from Collinsville will be coming to take over those 3 churches. So. And, you know, that just changed that with the reorganization last year with the 3 churches up there and then the 3 churches, Cornwall, Sharon, and Kent here under one priest. So times are changing, and he is hoping to generate more interest in Litchfield County. So it'll be very interesting. And he is... So there was a party for him Saturday night, which obviously was very well attended, and people were crying because he's leaving and wishing him well too, but he's very loved. So, a reminder, the Cornwall-covered bridge is closed.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't try and go over it because you can't. They're also digging up the road on the Sharon side, so it's major work going on there. And Cornwall is seeing a lot of... bridges being done, because just up the road there's the Smith Place Bridge is going to be redone, as well as the Gravel Bank Bridge, and those projects are due to start in a few weeks.
I've heard people say, oh, it'll never get done in a month. I can tell you, Cornwall and bridges,
yeah,
whether the state's involved or not, they get them done quickly.
They were working this weekend. Yeah. I went by, yeah, and they were out there Saturday. They have incentive because they're penalized if they don't get done by October 4th, 2nd, yeah, somewhere, yeah, in there.
And yeah, anyone who remembers the Lower River Road just should know that they in fact can do it. I've been saying to everybody who's doing it, ho, ho, ho. I said, no, watch and see.
They got that bridge done in the middle of winter.
Yeah,
they
and
did.
It's not even Mercury retrograde, so that's even, yeah, better shot.
That was incredible, the, yeah, way they worked that one. Yeah. The Keenan United Methodist Church will be celebrating its 150th anniversary on September 23rd. Special service, concert, meal. It's a sweet little church there at the corner of Church Street and Main in Canaan. And there's a new director at the Cornwall Historical Society. Lots of new faces.
Yeah.
Lots of new faces in the area. So we're always pleased. And we're gearing up for all kinds of things next weekend. We have the Equus event in Sharon.
They're a big fundraiser. That's
big
exactly
fundraiser,
right.
And that's going to be held at the farm.
That's on the 15th, yeah.
Yeah, a whole slew of things next week. We have the Hotchkiss School is doing a fabulous program on the history of the school and its landscape, and that opens on the 15th.
At 4 o'clock, they're going to have a meet the artist reception at that Tremaine Gallery for that.
Mm-hmm, and we have... I know my calendar is just filled. The Peddler's Market for the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society is at the South Canaan Meeting House that day. And the Salisbury Association is holding its World War I exhibit with Lou Bucherri going to speak, and that's at 4 p.m. at the Salisbury Association building. So loads of things going on. That's going to be one of those days where we're running around all over the place. Sharon had its art walk, second one, on Saturday night, and people were really out.
It was packed, yeah.
It really was. Besides the library and the Historical Society, there are lots of little galleries cropping up in Sharon as well.
Right.
And people were walking along the streets. It was really great. Democracy First held a meeting at Gear on Saturday, packed once again. With Democratic candidates. That group was formed right after Trump was elected. It's a local grassroots effort to counter some of his legislative issues. And so Chris Murphy was supposed to be there. He couldn't be there, but he talked by video. And we had Maria Horn and David Lawson and Johanna Hayes. So, again, a packed audience. So, busy times last week and busy times coming up this week.
I think pretty much every weekend right now,
oh, yeah,
right now through Columbus Day is going to be busy.
Everybody,
yeah,
takes advantage of the nicer weather, cooler weather, before the snow flies. And we have that big truck pull in on the following Saturday in Falls Village. That's always a biggie. And so, lots going on.
All right, Ruth.
Okay.
Well, we'll see you out and about.
We shall. Okay.
Take
good
care.
Luck out there.
Yeah, thanks. Take
right.
care. Have a good week.
Happy
bye-bye.
Year.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report, rap-am.com. It's where you can find the Republican American on the web.